The scouting world got a big shock this week when the Boy Scouts of America announced it would create Cub Scouts groups for girls and a path for girls to earn the highest rank, Eagle Scout. We say the scouting world because what happens in the Boy Scouts often affects what happens in the Girl Scouts. And for more on that, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Ann Perrone loves the outdoors.
I've always been a tomboy. You know, I like climbing, don't mind bugs, love to get dirty and explore stuff and build fires and watch things blow up.
In the late 1960s, she joined her local Girl Scout troop in Northwest Philadelphia, and she liked it. But
the entire troop of my senior Girl Scout troop spent almost every meeting wishing that we could be explorers. And we had a great troop, too. But we all wanted to be doing what the boys were doing.
She got that opportunity when her son became a Boy Scout and she started volunteering. Today, she leads Troop 1719 in Germantown. When Perrone heard the news that Boy Scouts would start serving more girls, she was excited.
There's going to definitely be some girls who are not involved in Girl Scouting that will be drawn to the Boy Scout option.
But what about girls like Perrone, those who've traditionally been in Girl Scouts but might now switch?
That, to me, would be worrying, and I'm quite sure the Girl Scouts are not terribly happy about this.
Barbara Arneal is a political scientist at the University of British Columbia who has studied both scouting organizations, and she says they're pretty different. During the tumult of the 1960s and 70s,
the Boy Scouts kind of doubled down. After initially kind of toying with maybe embracing the changing norms in society, they actually kind of became more conservative.
The Girl Scouts, meanwhile, embrace women's rights and other societal shifts. The Boy Scouts have evolved in that direction. After fighting all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court for the right to keep openly gay leaders out of scouting, they now allow openly gay scouts and leaders. Earlier this year, they announced that transgender boys are welcome as scouts, too.
As much as I support the Boy Scouts in their movement towards fuller inclusion of various kinds of boys and men as leaders, my concern is that this is really about trying to drive up their membership numbers. And they're doing it by kind of trying to pull folks away from the Girl Scouts.
The stakes are high because both organizations have lost members over the past decade. And the Girl Scouts now have to wonder if they'll go the way of, say, all women's colleges, which dwindled after many men's schools went co-ed. Kim Fredes-Dow doesn't think so.
Competition is nothing new for Girl Scouts.
Fredes-Dow is the CEO of Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. She says Boy Scouts is now just one more option for girls in a sea of clubs and sports teams. Girl Scouts is still one of those rare places where girls can learn, grow, and become leaders in an all-female environment.
Girl Scouts has been a very progressive organization that has stood firmly in the space of wanting to provide opportunities for girls to lead.
And that reputation could come in handy. Perhaps 10 years from now, girls won't choose Girl Scouts because of their gender, but instead because of those values. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.